Residents of the Chukchi Sea coastal community of Point Hope in northwest Alaska are expressing shock over the massive killing of caribou on the Arctic tundra about 25 miles inland east of the Inupiaq village. State troopers say the killing left a lot of wasted meat. Division of Wildlife Enforcement Trooper Eric Loring says they first visited the site 10 days ago to inspect the kill sites after a resident of Point Hope called in a complaint. Loring says weather kept them from getting to the area for about 4 days after they were notified.
We're right now with predation and factors of the time frame that we're looking at, a lot of decomposition and everything like that. We're estimating the total of 120 caribou that we have found to be killed, but 60 to 70 of those we can show some level of waste.
Loring wouldn't specify what caliber rifle was used, but said several different types of rounds were found. Loring says troopers are hopeful that Point Hope residents will do their own investigation and assist law enforcement. But he says the interaction with community members hasn't been easy.
We're getting a little bit of resistance, but we've had some helpful individuals within the village and some not so helpful individuals.
Native Village of Point Hope President Jack Schaefer says residents were stunned by the events.
Yeah, they're outraged. We're poor people. Food comes first. You know, there's no way in our minds that we would waste food if we have an empty freezer.
Schaefer says there has been tension and apparent miscommunication between village residents and state troopers. He says residents have been unfairly characterized as non-cooperative.
We were told to keep quiet. We were told it was going to be private and that they couldn't communicate with us until the investigation was done. How are we supposed to know if they don't tell us?
Schaefer says this sort of waste has never occurred before because villagers are taught to take only what is needed for subsistence.
We're real worried. Our elders are hurt, and elders can't take that kind of stuff. They get sick from those kinds of deep worries.
Schaefer says the tribal council will impose punishment if any tribal members are found to be responsible. He says a value on the meat would most likely be assigned and community service sentences would be given to what he says would be first-time offenders. Native Village of Point Hope Executive Director Lily Tizrulik says experienced hunters will be making a trip to the site tomorrow to do their own assessment of how many animals were killed and what may have been wasted. She says they want to be sure sick animals were not part of the calculation.
And once they're shot, the hunter finds that the meat is just not good. It's just not good. So we're thinking that that might be a factor.
Tizrulik says they've had little information from troopers about the nature of their investigation, saying they had a meeting that focused mainly on information about hunting licenses.
So we really haven't gotten any official information from the troopers about who's being investigated or what kind of facts that they have at this point. But definitely, it's created an awareness for our tribal members, for our tribal organizations. We definitely are going to implement some ordinances at our next regular council meeting.
Tizrulik says the Point Hope tribe owns 100,000 acres and they will strengthen their own mandates on hunting regulations for tribal members. Andrew Peterson with the Alaska Attorney General's Office of Special Prosecution says if there are any charges, they would amount to wanton waste, which has a mandatory minimum of 7 days in jail, a $2,500 fine, and a 5-year loss of hunting privileges. Another charge could be failure to salvage, which has no minimum charge, but maximums of 1 year in jail and a $10,000 fine. Troopers are asking for anyone who may have seen airplanes or hunters in the kill area between the 3rd and 11th of July to call them with the information.